Good morning. This is Stefan Boy with the 3-minute update from Boy Insights. We jump right into the metal. Strong job report on Friday lifted the U.S. dollar on the news, but lacked a little bit of follow through. So the lack of strength continued today, overnight, and that in turn has supported the precious metals. The corrective actions in the U.S. dollar may continue given the rally that we saw in May. A calmer, on the surface at least, situation in Italy supports the euro, which is a negative for U.S. dollar and therefore a positive for metals. Additionally, what we can draw from the economic data on Friday is that the positive job report can be considered also a small catalyst for industrial metals. So think especially for copper and palladium. After all, if all wages are rising, where do you think Americans will spend their money? Mostly houses and cars, which is synonymous for copper and palladium prices. In the energy complex, we see oil and gasoline have broken down the uptrend, which could be just a temporary corrections on, again, another indication oversupplies in the U.S. But more importantly, I think the market is really watching open production, the potential for open production cuts come in June. We're 18 days away from the OPEC's meeting. Expectations for that decision will be front page news in the commodity sector, as different leaders tend to give their 2 cents along the way and swinging the prices a little bit more than those 2 pennies that they contribute. In the natural gas, we see a chart situation that really seems poised to break the $3 mark, which we have not seen since January. And breaking the 301 for the July contract would be the highest price for 2018. And we haven't seen it since January, the end of January. And the warming trend, there's a warming trend developing for most of the United States, and that will really tax energy demand and therefore support those prices. In the grain complex, we're seeing the impact of resurfaced trade fears, trade war fears from the weekend. Obviously, we have statements from President Trump and responses from Mexico and Canada. These are all negatives for the grains because not only we export to them, but we think that it will also impact the expectation for our relationship with China. So there's also another factor, though, to consider that could change this price trend in a hurry, which is weather. June is the month with the most calendar year highs for grains and oil seeds. This is because the crop outlook is the most uncertain and the market tends to add a premium to compensate for that uncertainty. Today, crop progress report will probably still show great numbers. So we won't see that in there. And you can, you know, if we, that would add more pressure to the prices, but the you got to keep an eye on that weather as first signs of stress will lift the prices up. In the softs, everybody starting on a weaker tone or softer tone this week. Cotton, coffee, and sugar are down, giving back most of the gains from last week. Cocoa continues to reversal. Now it's at the lowest price since the beginning of March. Cotton seems to be selling a little bit on the news after tropical storm came through and maybe it has not done as much damage as imagined. However, in the Southwest, same weather issues that I mentioned before, the drought concern continues and persists and needs to be watched carefully. Coffee and sugar, their weakness seems to be attributed to the fact that a trucker strike in Brazil has subsided and therefore goods are flowing back to normal. In livestock, the weather issues that I've just mentioned will certainly impact cattle with the weight of the animals coming down and then feeding also becoming an issue potentially in the plains if that drought persists. The trade wars is what concerns hog farmers. Our relationship with Canada and Mexico is important for our exports, and over the weekend that rhetoric obviously took another negative turn, which is a negative for, will have negative consequences for hog farmers. That is all for today. June 4th, 2018. We look forward to speaking again at the end of this week. Have a great day.